brought to you by Penguin.
Surrounded by narcissists. How to effectively recognise, avoid and defend yourself against toxic people and not lose your mind. By Thomas Erickson. Read by David John. Introduction. Love is a serious mental disease. Plato. 1. Love can be the most beautiful experience a human being has in their lifetime. True, genuine, requited love that's strong enough to shake the core of your being. It makes your heart race and your legs wobblier than usual. I'm talking about the kind of love where you find yourself dreamily gazing off into the horizon, brimming over with longing for the object of your desire. A love that makes you want to protect your partner from any threat that appears. Normally, it takes two people to produce this kind of infinite, larger-than-life adulation. But sometimes, it's a different story. A few years ago, I wrote Surrounded by Psychopaths. Since its publication, I've had an astonishing number of people suggest to me that I should also write a book about narcissists. At first, the subject triggered no curiosity in me at all. This was mainly because of the close ties between narcissism and psychopathy. It felt difficult to add anything substantially novel or different to the subject. As time went on, and I worked away on other projects, I began to notice a series of odd phenomena that are occurring in our society today. These were developments that honestly made very little sense to me. I found myself discussing a bunch of rather unusual questions with a whole crowd of people who had made similar observations themselves. Phenomena we hadn't observed before were becoming increasingly common right in front of our eyes. Meanwhile, the inquiries kept coming from various interested parties. When are you going to write a book about narcissism? In the end, this question was posed to me by somebody I couldn't say no to. You know who you are. And I began, somewhat unwillingly, I might add, to research the subject. After some thorough investigations into the subject of narcissism, however, it dawned on me that I had stumbled across the explanation to a whole series of peculiarities that are making their way around the world. Narcissism, in the sense of the personality disorder defined by psychiatrists, takes its name from the character Narcissus from Greek mythology. This youth, who was famous for his beauty, was the son of the river god Cephisus. Narcissus was so incredibly handsome that anybody who saw him would immediately fall in love with him. The trouble was that he rejected everyone, including the young girl Echo, and was thus fated to fall in love with his own reflection. In one version of the myth, there are more competing versions out there than seems entirely necessary, Narcissus simply starves to death as he sits there by the pond, gazing at his reflection. Eventually, he transformed into a white and yellow flower, which has since been named after him. The Narcissus genus of flowers includes the daffodil. Whichever version of the myth we decide to believe, poor Narcissus was the first person ever, as far as we know, to fall victim to this powerful kind of self-love. But then again, being that he is a mythical figure, it seems likely that the problem was a familiar one even before the story was first told. Myths usually describe and explain things that people have already made note of.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?